Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Today's story is from the Anti Leela chapter 4, and the title we've given this short story is A Golden Body Arises from Sores. And the introduction to this story involves Sanatana Goswami and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After some time, Lord Chaitanya, we heard about Lord Chaitanya coming to Siddhabokul and meeting Haridas Thakur and Sanatana Goswami. And Sanatana Goswami was revealing his mind to Lord Chaitanya that he felt very unhappy and sad. And he felt very, Sanatana was feeling he was committing the greatest offense by allowing Lord Chaitanya to embrace him. Lord Chaitanya insisted on repeatedly embracing him lovingly and tightly. Even though Sanatana's body was covered with sores, open wounds and sores all over his body, which were excreting and oozing pus and blood. So it would contaminate, first of all, these are contaminating substances. So they would Lord Chaitanya just bathed in the ocean, and he would come to Siddhabokul, and his body would now become contaminated. And after that embrace, he would have to go take a bath again, in order to chant his mantras or to do his pujas or whatever, or to go see Lord Jagannath, he would have to take a bath and change his clothes. And knowing all that, Sanatana Goswami was in great distress, feeling that it was great aparad. So he, at another time, he met Lord Chaitanya, and his body was still in this situation. And at that time, Lord Chaitanya, when he was had this dialogue with Sanatana, this is verse 172, he said, Tomara deha tumi, kara vibatsa gyan, Tomara deha amare lagi amrita saman. He says, You think your body's bibatsa, and this rasa tattva, the combination of five different mellows, rasas, which make produce this taste, this ras. There's five bhavas, or the ratis. So one rati is the gona ratis, the stai rati and the gona rati. So the gona ratis, one of them is bibatsa. Vibatsa, jagupsita, sometimes called Jagupsita or Vibhatsa. There's Hasya Ras and there's Vira Ras. These are the secondary rasas. There's seven. Five primary rasas and seven secondary rasas. They're called Gona Ras and Mukhya Ras of the within the these are supplements. Seven Gona Rasas are supplements of the Stairati. Like in Madhura, like say conjugal love is a stairati, madhurarati. Then there's these seven subsequent parts of that. So when Krishna entered the wrestling arena, Kamsa, then different people saw him different ways. Some people experienced viraharas, and some vibhatsaras, and some adbhutaras, amazement, and different rasas. So here, Sanatana Goswami, Gauranga Mahaprabhu is saying, your body's vibhatsa. It's horrible. It's horrible. It's abominable. It's horrible. It's bibatsa. You're saying that. It is like, factually, realistically, your body, your physical body is like that. But what do I think? Amrita sama. Amrita sama. I think your body's like nectar. I don't think it's disgusting or horrible at all. I think it's nectar. Then he explains what is his vision, what is his vichara, how is he saying this? Body's oozing stinking Pus is very smelly. Dead skin cells, white pus and blood. It's smelling, it's sticky, it's oozing. Most abominable and ghastly thing. And it's all stuck on Lord Chaitanya's golden chest and arms. And what is Lord Chaitanya's comment, his philosophical viewpoint? He says, Aprakrita deha tomara, prakrita kabunai, tarapi tomara tate, prakrita buddhi hai. Sanatan, your body is a prakrita, aprakrita. Actually, your body is transcendental. It is not prakriti, it is aprakriti, aprakrita. Aprakrita deha tomara. Prakriti kabunai. Your body is not material. You are thinking of your body in terms of a material conception. Prakriti buddhi. Your buddhi, your intelligence, your conception is material, but the fact is different. You may think one thing, but the fact is another thing. This is often the case in this world of misconception. We're living in this world of misconception. This is one of the defects of the conditioned souls. Brahm, Pramad, Vipralipsa, these four defects are there. So this Brahm is this misconception, illusion. We're seeing one thing, we're thinking something else. One thing is reality and we think something else. So he's, from the viewpoint or intelligence or idea of Sanatana Goswami, he's saying my body's abominable. And he's saying, no, you're initiated, you've taken Vaishnava Diksha. Your body is transcendental, it's a Prakriti Deha. There's no more karma for you. Everything is seva. Karma is for non-devotees. Seva. If you're not initiated, it's karma. If you're initiated, it's seva. If you're not initiated, it's your karma fall. If you're initiated, it's Krishna's icha. Vishnu Chakravarti and others explain this in Bhagavad commentaries in 10th Canto and all many other places. So there's karma, there's seva. There's Krishna's mercy and will, and there's our own prabdha, aprabdha, kutam and bijam karmas that are causing our sukh and dukkha. Our happiness and distress are caused by us if we're a karmi. If we're a devotee and taking diksha, our happiness and distress are caused by Krishna. It's His will. So he's saying this. He says, you're a prakriti deha tomara. Your body is transcendental. Verse 191. Then he goes on, Mahaprabhu. Prabhu kaha Vaishnav dehe, prakrita kabunai, aprakrita deha bhaktir chiranandamoy. Mahaprabhu explains to Sanatana Goswami in this Upadesh, in Antilila, and he's explaining the tattva. He's explaining Guru Tattva, he's explaining Bhagavat Tattva, and he's explaining the Jiva Tattva in a few verses, because he's God, he's a personification of eloquence. Krishnas Kaviraj defines eloquence as essential truth spoken concisely. Eloquence, essential truth spoken concisely. So he's saying, you're a Vaishnava. Prabhukahe, Mahaprabhu said, Sanatan, listen Sanatan, and listen anyone and everyone. Do you have guru? Have you taken diksha? Are you taking Harinam or Brahman, Gopal, Mantra, Kam Gayatri, diksha? And everyone goes like this, yes. Then, Vaishnav deha prakrita kabunai. Are we a Vaishnav? Well, I'm Prakrita Vaishnava, or I'm Vaishnava Praya. Okay, I have the five, I've undergone the Pancha Samskaras. I've undergone the Pancha Samskaras to reform one's chitta. These are the samskaras for the antyajas, for one who is not born in Varnashram Dharma, to go through the Dasavita samskaras for purification, and taking his Brahman Diksha at the age of 11, then he can observe the Pancha samskaras, which are all of his janam dosh and difficulties and anomalies of his low birth outside of, it's called antyaja, yavana, malachya, whatever, outside of Varnashram Dharma, modern Kali Yuga birth, can all be nullified and cancelled by Guru Kripa and the undergoing of the Pancha Samskara ceremony, which is one shot, whereas the Dasavita Samskaras, the 10 samskaras of the human being born in the Varnashram system. As was anyone in this, any Western person can say they're born as a Shudra? There's no Varnashram Dharma. So we're all called Antyaja, or outside of the Varnashram system. But when one meets Guru, then one is meeting God. Sakshatari, Sakshatarite Natsumasa Shastrera. So he, Guru cancels all negativities, and he makes one eligible for, he makes him into a Vaishnava. And a Vaishnava is more than a Brahmin born and raised in the Varnashram system, and more than a Brahmin who's undergone all the Vidhi Nishedas and Yamas and Niyamas and all the Dasavita Samskaras. Everywhere in the Srimad Bhagavatam, all the Puranas says, Vaishnava is more than a Brahmin. And he undergoes the Pancha Samskara. He gets Nam, Krishnadas, Radhadasi. And he gets Urva Pandra, Tilak. And he gets Mantra. And he engages in Yajna. Engages in Puja, Takriti, Yajna. And then he gets the Tapa. Tapa means austerity. Tapa means that he shows his symbols and signs of a Vaishnava. He wears neck beads and writes the name of Vishnu or Krishna Radha on his body. It's called Pancha Samskaras. So by doing that, then one is a human being. One is not only a human being, but he's a Vaishnava. He enters the Achyuta Gocha by these Pancha Samskaras. I think you've heard it. We've all undergone these. Nam and Mantra and Tapa, Urva Pantra and Yajna. These are the Pancha Samskaras. Right? So we've all, so now we're humans. Dvi Parupashu. And we're engaged in Krishna's service and we're aspiring to become pure Vaishnavas. So we're very fortunate. So yes, we fit the category that Lord Chaitanya is telling here as San Goswami. Prabhukahi. Vaishnam Deha Prakriti Kabunai. Vaishnam Deha Prakriti Kabunai. You're a Vaishnava? You have a Vaishnam Deha, a Sharir, the form of a Vaishnava or Vaishnavi? Then you are not, there's no Prakriti about you. A Vaishnava, the body of a Vaishnava is not material. But Sanat Goswami says, Mahaprabhu, this is material blood. This is material pus, and it materially smells. It's materially vibhatsa and disgusting. Abominable smell, and it's contaminating. You have to take a bath if you touch it. It's infectious. You can get disease and infected yourself by contacting this. It's infectious disease. These are all material considerations. Prakriti buddhi. Lord Chaitanya said, this is Prakriti Buddhi. You're considering things. You're not looking through the eyes of Siddhanta. Guru Chakshus, Shastra Chakshus. What are the two eyes of the Shishya? Two eyes of the Chela. Guru Chakshus, the Guru's Vichar, the Guru's Vigyan, the Guru's Realization, Upadesh, Instructions, and Guru Agya. That's one eye of the Shishya. And the other eye is Shastra Chakshus. Shastra Vidhi, Nisheda. Shastra Vidhim Utsri, Krishna says, Shastra Vidhim Utsrija. In 16th chapter of Gita, the modern people, they throw away and reject the Shastra. And what do they get? Nasa Sinuma Vaknoti and no Param Gatim. They don't get perfection or happiness or go to the spiritual world. So we follow Shastra. We have two eyes, right? Right and left. So one eye should be, we should see the world through the eye of Shastra and through the eye of Guru. The Guru's bhav, the Guru's teachings, the Guru's instructions, the Guru's corrections and chastisements. Not by prakriti buddhi. Or Chaitanya says, Sanatan, what is this prakriti buddhi? You have a Vaishnava Deya. Your body is a prakriti. Lord Chaitanya says, the body of a Vaishnava is never material. It is considered transcendental, full of spiritual bliss. And our Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, gives a commentary on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's statement here. Because a devotee always engages in the service of Bhagavan Sri Krishna, his body is transcendental and full of spiritual bliss. One should never, never is an absolute word. Never means not today, tomorrow, at any moment. Even when you're sick, you can consider. When you have a headache, you can consider. When you're diseased, you can have a consider. Who could be in a worse state of skin disease than Sanatana Goswami at this juncture of the Leela? But still, even, it's not that, when I'm happy and healthy, yes, my body's transcendental. I have a prakriti deha. But if I get cancer, I have cancer, I'm dying of cancer. Now my body's not spiritual. Now it's material. No. Never means never. In health and disease, and if you're alive, if you're young or if you're old, you're beautiful, you're ugly, you have no teeth, you're whatever. Your body, once you undergone the pancha sanskaras for rectification, as bell metal is turned to gold by an alchemical process, and you become a Vaishnava, then there's no more materiality. This is the words of Srila Prabhupada, and echoing and repeating the words of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is Shastra. We have Bhagavad Gita, we have Gauranga Gita. The Gita, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Prabhupada says, one should never at any time consider that his Vaishnava Deya, that his body is material. Just as one should never consider the Archamurti, one should never consider the deity, the Archamurti, the Thakurji, to be material, to be made of stone or wood or marble or ashtadhatu or brass. Factually, the deity is directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Prabhupada said. So similarly, factually, the body of the Vaishnava is a murti of seva, a transcendental murti of seva, a seva murti, a divya murti, a prakrita. I'm not a Russian or American or man or woman or French or German or Russian. No, we're all serving units. Units of service, units of loving service. We all have a prakriti deos. He goes on. Lord Chaitanya, that's why I said this is very important teachings about jiva tattva and bhakta tattva, Vaishnava tattva and Bhagavat tattva. Very important. We hear them and someday we may realize them. Anti Leela chapter 4, verses 160 through 200 or so. The verse 192, Mahaprabhu says, Dikshakale Bhaktakare Atma Samarpan Sekale Krishna Tare Krishna Atma Sama. Very, very important verse. Chaitanya Charitamrita Anti Leela chapter 4, verse 192. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, when one takes Vaishnava Diksha and he Atma Samarpan, Man, Tan, Dan, Guru Samarpan, Man, Tan, Dan, Krishna Samarpan, Arpan. Arpan means offering, giving, dedicating. Sama means completely. Everything. Atma. Atma is everything. Atma becomes mind, becomes intelligence, becomes body. Everything is the Atma. That's our very being, Jivatma. Atma Samarpan. We should do Man Tan Dan. Man means mind, Tan means body, Dan means wealth, talent, abilities. Whatever we have in our hand, we should offer to worship. Offer it to Krishna for his pleasure and to Guru for his seva. So Lord Chaitanya says, when we're initiated, Diksha Kali, at the time, and when we fully surrender, Atma Samarpan, then we fully surrender to the service of Krishna. Krishna accepts that devotee as good as himself. We do Atma Samarpan. From our side, we do Atma Samarpan. And from Krishna's side, he says, Kare Atma Sama. You are equal to me. I am Satchitanand, and you are Satchitanand. When you're engaged in service and you're a Prakriti Deha, you are on the path of eternal, blissful, conscious life. You're living the eternal, conscious life, full of bliss, in your Prakriti Deha, right here and right now. And when we give up this mortal coil at the time of death, we will get our eternal Prakriti Deha that we've been serving. Basically, our eternal Siddhadeya is serving through this material body. And we give up the material body, then that same Aprakriti Siddhadeya spiritual body continues in Aprakriti Dham to serve Radha and Krishna, hearing and chanting and singing and making flower garlands and cooking and making out, sewing outfits and brushing hair and everything we're doing in our Aprakriti Deha as sadhakas we'll do in our Siddhadeya. Lord Chaitanya goes on. Fantastic teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Se deya kare tara chiranandamoy. Chiranandamoy. Aprakriti deya tandra charana bhajai. At the time of diksha, the devotee surrenders. Then the devotee's body is transformed into spiritual existence. Chiranandamoy. Chidanandamaya. This body, as Prabhupada often said, is Achit, Asat Achit, and Niranand. It's a famous phrase. Prabhupada says, what is this body? It's Asat, it's temporary. It's Achit, it's full of ignorance. And it's Niranand. There is no bliss in this material body. But when you get your Aprakriti Deha, Prakriteya means your serving body, your body which you serve Krishna, a Prakriteya. When you get that body, then it's Chidanandamoy. It's not Asat, it's Sat, eternal. It's not Achit, full of ignorance and lack of conscious awareness. It's full of unlimited awareness, consciousness, pure consciousness. And Niranand is full of bliss. A body of bliss. When the body, the devotee's body is transformed into spiritual existence, in that Aprakriti Deha, he renders service to the lotus feet of Krishna. So we're serving Krishna. Krishna is transcendental, totally spiritual. He cannot be touched or served by anyone material. You've heard of Ramayana and Rakshash, Ravan? He came to kidnap Sita, who is protected by the Lakshman Rekha of Lakshman, Ring of Fire. And so Ravana disguised himself as a Vairagi, and he came there begging some phal, some fruits. So when Sita was fooled by that disguise of Ravana, she reached her hands across to give some fruit to that wandering mendicant in the forest, actually would be considered to be a Titi Narayan, coming at any time, unannounced. So at that time, Ravana grabbed her and kidnapped her. But the Korma Purana, which Lord Chaitanya found in other places, it said that he did not touch Sita because he's a materialistic person. He has a Prakriti Deha, material body made of karma. So material cannot touch spiritual. Material can't see spiritual. So when he, Ravana, grabbed Sita, Agnidev immediately produced a Maya Sita, a replica, like a carbon copy, a Xerox copy. So that Sita was not the consort or the spiritual energy of Lord Ram. And the original Sita went in Agni Loka for some 1 year and then returned to Ram. So the point is that we cannot serve Krishna in a material body. We cannot touch Krishna with a material body. When we're bathing the deities or massaging or dressing the deities, how are we doing it? Because he's transcendental. The Murti is Chidanandamoy. The Murti is Satchidananda, Sakshat Krishna. So the Guru who is engaging us in the service of Krishna and the Murti, he's given us a Prakriti Deha, Diksha Kali, a Prakriti Deha. Diksha is a transforming phenomenon, turning matter into spirit. So now, text 195. Sanat Goswami's hearing. Oh, forgot to turn on the button. Sanat Goswami, it's worthless. You're recording it. Sanatana Goswami is hearing these wonderful teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And he's thinking about them and considering them deeply, as we all are. Now, speaking that philosophy and tattva, which is true for everyone. It's true for Sanatana Goswami who is taking diksha as a Vaishnava Deha. It's true for everyone in the audience that's hearing this. If you're taking Vaishnava diksha, you have a prakriti, spiritual, transcendental body, and you're surrendered, atma samarpan, and Krishna considers you equal to himself, Krishna atma, Krishna kari atma sama. But now Sanatana is thinking, but still, I have some doubts. Now Lord Chaitanya directs himself. He's speaking Tattva Siddhanta for the benefit of Sanatana Goswami and everyone who's reading the Chaitanya Charitamrita for the last 500 years and for the next 500 years and on will hear the immortal teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on Guru Tattva and Jiva Tattva and Bhakta Tattva and this Diksha phenomenon. Now he addresses Sanatana. Listen. Sanatanera dehe Krishna kandu upa jana ama parikshite ihan dila patana. Sanatana, why did this happen? How did you get this disease? If you have a spiritual body, that's what you're thinking? I'm serving Krishna. How did I get cancer? I have a spiritual body. This is a deathly material disease. I'm going to die. If I could stay on and live and serve, but I'm dying. How is it? How do I have this disease? What's the answer? Same thing, Krishna says. Krishna, somehow or other, manifested these itching sores on the body of Sanatana Goswami. And sent, this is actually the thinking of Lord Chaitanya, and sent him here to test me. Lord Chaitanya is saying that. That's an interesting point. So you can take this on many different levels. Oh, this devotee, this great devotee of the Lord, was fully engaged in the service of the Lord, doing wonderful service, helping hundreds and thousands of devotees, lectures, preaching, writing, everything, kirtan, so many wonderful sevas. And then cancer, and 1 year later, gone to Krishna. How has it happened? Krishna kandu upajana. Upajana means manifested. Krishna manifested these sores in the pure body of Sanatana Goswami. Do you think Sanatana Goswami has karma? So he's suffering from his karma? No. Oh, because he's Sanatana Goswami, he has no karma, but I have karma. No, that's not what Lord Chaitanya is saying. He's making a point of Siddhanta for every Vaishnava and Vaishnavi. You've taken Diksha. You Sanatana and you, all you Sanatans, because every Jiva is Sanatana. Sanatana means eternal. Mamayavamsho, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Mamayavamsho, Jiva Loke, Jiva Bhuta, Sanatana. Manakshastrani Indrani, Prakriti Stani Karshati, Prakriti Stani Karshati. That Sanatana is standing, struggling Karshati while standing in this material Prakrita. So there's even in that verse, it's Sanatana and Prakriti. Jiva Bhuta is Sanatana, it's Sanatana. The living entities, the Jiva Bhutas, living entities are Sanatana. And they're meant to be in Sanatana Dham. And they're engaged in Sanatana Dharma. The religious process is to gain eternity, to live in the eternal spiritual world, Sanatana Dharma. This is Gita. Mameivamsho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana Manakshastrani Indriyani Prakriti Prakriti Stani Karshati. Prakriti Stan, we're stuck in this karma chakra, samsara chakra in the material world. Karshati, we're struggling for existence. Birth, old age, disease, and death. Janma, mritu, jaravyadi, dukkha doshano darshanam. So Mahabharata was thinking, Krishna has done this. So in this case of this great devotee, I was giving the example of, just any devotee, I'm not thinking of anyone, but just say, and this particular scenario is everywhere, Nimbarkis and everywhere Vaishnavas. Krishna's will. But in this case, he's saying, Krishna manifested all these sores to test me. So what's Lord Chaitanya telling? If Krishna is testing Lord Chaitanya, is Krishna testing us when we get the disease or we see some other great devotee get a disease? Is Krishna testing our realization of Siddhanta? Is Krishna testing our understanding of the tattva and the philosophy of Krishna consciousness? Oh, how he got cancer? Did he do some aparad? Did he do some sin? Is this some karmic reaction? Is this his bad karma? Is this his destiny? Let me do his chart. Krishna is testing us. That's what Lord Chaitanya is saying. He's speaking all this and revealing his mind for us. So now Lord Chaitanya is saying, oh, Krishna is trying to test me. So if we see any devotee has any apparent difficulty or disease, it's Krishna's will. So then we should accept that and not challenge that or doubt that or, oh, he has a disease, he must be a bad devotee. Good devotees don't get sick. Good devotees don't get cancer. Good devotees don't die when they're 40 or 25. Good devotees live a ripe old age. Oh, this is absurd. So now Lord Chaitanya is showing us through his own example, but as I said, oftentimes Lord Chaitanya is teaching as the ideal teacher. Then from Lord Chaitanya's teachings and example and behavior, we can do anusharan. We can follow in his footsteps and follow his examples. But at other times, when Lord Chaitanya is relishing his ras, as Rasaraj Mahabhav, Rasaraj Sri Krishna Mahabhav Surupini, in other parts in the same book, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya is in his own antarchit, because he's in three states of consciousness. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya is in three states of consciousness. Bayachit, Ardha Bayachit and Antarchit. So external consciousness, half external internal consciousness, and sometimes internal consciousness. So when he's in fully external consciousness, he's teaching, he's preaching, he's engaged in Harinam, he's walking behind Tulsi, he's offering obeisance to Tulsi, he's chanting on his fingers and he's counting with a Kati Sutradhara. Kati Sutradhara. He's counting his chanting on his fingers with a knotted string tied around his waist. This is described in Chaitanya Astakam by Sri Rupa Goswami Pad. Kati Sutra Dara. holding a string around his waist. Dara means holding, sutra means string, kati means waistband. So he had little knots there he would count. So these are the examples that he was doing. So we should chant our japa in front of Tulsi as Lord Chaitanya did. We should walk behind. Lord Chaitanya would walk on kirtan in Puri. He would ask, oh, where's the Tulsi? He would insist that someone would carry Tulsi on their head in front of him, and he walked behind. This is in Chaitanya Bhagavat by Vrindavan Das Thakur. So these are the examples, behaviors, and teachings that are for us, the Gaura Bhaktas. But when he's in Gambhira Leela, and when he's relishing Radha Bhav, and relishing Krishna Karanamrita and Gita Govinda, oh, Lord Chaitanya, relish Gita Govinda, so can I. This is called Anokaran. This is imitation of Lord Chaitanya. So we have to be careful not to follow but not imitate. So any shastras, we require a guru. When is Lord Chaitanya teaching us, and when can we follow him? And what? Lord Chaitanya, he's the ideal devotee, and he's teaching that to serve the Vaishnavas prasadam. These are all good things. But when he's chanting Gopi Gopi Gopi, so I'm supposed to run through the. I'm in college. I should run down the hallway in the college. Gopi Gopi Gopi. Should I do that? Because some young devotees are still in college or getting their degrees or whatever. I should go into my medical school and stand up, Gopi, Gopi, Gopi. Lord Chaitanya said that. That's called Anokaran. That's false imitation. It's a very important principle. Because oftentimes people mistakenly quote Lord Chaitanya and, oh, I'm following Lord Chaitanya. Unless you're following your guru, you're not following anyone. If you're following your guru, you're safe. If you're not following your guru, you're following a demon called your mind. You have two choices, follow guru and go to God. Follow your mind and go to dog. So this is at this juncture, there's a whole chapter 22, 24, Sanatana Shiksha, Rupa Shiksha. Well, Lord Chaitanya is in Bahir Chit. He's an external consciousness, and he's teaching like a great philosopher and teacher of Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta to Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. In so many places he's giving shiksha. So that's valuable for all of us, and we should learn it and follow it and imbibe it and spread it and share it. But when he's in his internal ecstasies in Gambhira and dancing in Rathiyatra, we don't imitate that. We don't. It's an offense. You understand, you've heard these terms, Anokaran, Anosharan, following and imitation. So now Lord Chaitanya is thinking on this subject. Now he reveals his maimur. Grinakari alingana nakari tamajabe Krishna tani aparadha danda pait tamatabe. If I hated Sanatana Goswami and had not embraced him, I would certainly have been chastised for offenses to Krishna. Very interesting point. Lord Chaitanya, he's revealing his thinking. He was speaking to Sanatana Goswami about Dikshakale Aprakritadeya, its quotations, and it's Lord Chaitanya. And he's speaking to all of us to follow this and understanding that. And then this is, he's thinking to himself. And his thinking is also shiksha for us. Like we have a friend, oh, nice to see you, embrace you. And your friend is healthy and you come to see him, you embrace him. Now if your friend comes to see you and he has all sore, and say it's a hot summer day and he comes, you know, or say he lives, it's some brahmacharis and sannyasis living in an ashram, okay? Sannyasis and brahmacharis living together in ashram, and there's no ladies there, and it's just a wall in ashram. So then it's a very hot place in India. So that day, the brahmacharis wearing gamsha, and then he's doing seva, he's been cleaning, and he comes to see the guru. And generally, the guru has a very affectionate relationship with him, so he pays obeisances. Maybe the guru embraces him, or maybe it's a godbrother comes. Godbrother comes, or godbrother lives in the ashram, they're both in gamsha, whatever. And then he embraces him. Then a couple days later, the godbrother gets up, his body's covered with pus and blood, and he goes, oh, Krishnadas. will we hesitate? Will we doubt to embrace him? When you're healthy and look good, I'll embrace you. But if you look bad, or you're... So that's what he's saying. If I hated Sanatan and did not embrace him because I would get all bloody and smelly and full of pus and blood, I would have made an offense. I would have been chastised for making offenses to Krishna. Because the body of a devotee, if you offend the body of a devotee, it's like offending the body of Krishna. Clear what he's saying. Antilila chapter 4, verse 196. It's so clear, Prabhupada doesn't give any purports. Bhaktivinoda Thakur didn't give any purports. Bhakti Sanatha Saraswati didn't give any purports. It's clear. If we make some dualistic vision, in other words, what we're talking about here is absolute vision and dualistic vision. Dualistic vision means friends and enemies, likes and dislikes, heat and cold, good and bad. And absolute means he's transcendental. He's a devotee, a Prakriti Deha. Krishna's devotee. Now we go to text 199. Now he's speaking, Lord Chaitanya. Prabhukai, now he was thinking like that? That he himself, if he hadn't, Sanatana Goswami's feel, it's very funny paradox here. Sanatana Goswami wants to leave Jagannath Puri because he's afraid that every time he meets Lord Chaitanya that he's making offenses because Lord Chaitanya insists on embracing him and then Lord Chaitanya's body gets covered with blood and pus. So he doesn't want to make that offense to the Lord because the Lord is his worshipful personality and you shouldn't pour blood and pus on the Lord. Can you go to your deity? You think it's an offense if you have a deity and you pour liquid blood and pus on a deity? It's a terrible offense. So Lord Chaitanya is Sakshat Murti, Sakshat Bhagavan. He's no different than the Murti. It's a very graphic point, but try to drive it home. Don't embrace it. You are my Murti. You are my Ishtadev. Lord Chaitanya is his Ishtadev. Ishtadev means my worshipful Deva, my worshipful God, Ishta. And as it's so unimaginable and detestable to think of such a thing as one devotee registered with their body language. But try to understand the severity and the depth of this rasa-filled, tattva-filled exchange between Sanatana Goswami and Lord Chaitanya. That's why the title of this story is From a golden body arising from sores. This is the title of the story. A golden body arises from sores. So Sanatana Goswami, he's afraid that I'm making an offense to my worshipful Lord. But we just heard Lord Chaitanya revealing his mind saying, I feel that I'm making offense if I don't embrace him. Sanatana Goswami is feeling, if Lord Chaitanya embraces me, I'm offending the Lord. And the Lord is thinking, if I don't embrace my devotee, I'm offending the devotee and I'm offending Krishna. Sanatana thinks he's offending Krishna and Lord Chaitanya thinks he's offending Krishna. And he is Krishna. Just see the mentality. Because Lord Chaitanya is seeing, this devotee is like Krishna, he's Chidananda Moya, he has a spiritual body. And Sanatana Goswami is looking at Lord Chaitanya and said, you have a Prakriti Deha, you are Chidananda Moya, you have a spiritual body. You have a spiritual body, I don't want to offend you. And Lord Chaitanya is looking at the devotee, you have a spiritual body, I don't want to offend you. Do you see it? This is incredible. Such profound teaching to drive the point home, to somehow get it through our thick skulls. Devotees are transcendental. So now, Lord Chaitanya says in verse 199, Prabhukai sanatana na maniha dukha tomara lingane ami pai barasuka. What's the time? Hi. Okay. There's a few verses. My dear Sanatan, do not be aggrieved, do not be unhappy. For when I embrace you, I get the greatest pleasure. So this is not a dualistic vision. Oh, if when you look good and I embrace you, I feel good. But if you're covered with blood and pus and don't look good, I don't want to embrace you and I won't feel good. Devotee is always good, always transcendental. And then he says, because Sanatana Goswami says that Jagannanda advised me. We heard that story yesterday, Jagga's bad advice. And Jagannanda said, we want to avoid offending Lord Chaitanya, then you should move to Vrindavan and stay there. And then you won't make offense. So that was, if he had followed Jagannanda's advice, then Sanatana Goswami would have left right after Rath Yatra, which was right around the corner. It was already July. He would have left Puri. What did Lord Chaitanya say to counteract and supersede the instruction given by Jagannanda? And this is why Lord Chaitanya said Jagannanda is a naughty boy. He said Jagga is just a young, naughty boy. He doesn't know so much. He's very impudent. And he should be chastised for telling a senior, learned person like you, Sanatan, giving you instruction. He has no right or adhikar to instruct you. He's one-third of your age. He's 20, 30, and you're like 60. And he's telling you to leave. So what am I saying? I'm superseding and turning over his instruction. I'm saying, evatsara tumi ihan raha amasane vatsara rahi tamari ami pataimo vrindavane. Lord Chaitanya doesn't tell Sanatana, he doesn't say, go to Vrindavan, leave, you should leave Puri immediately. He says, stay with me. Stay right here in Jagannath Puri with me for 1 year. And after that, I shall send you to Vrindavan. Eta bali puna tanre kaila alingana kandugela angahaila suvarnara sama. Then they were talking, the whole subject matter is this sore-covered body and embracing. And Lord Chaitanya said, your body is transcendental. I get great pleasure by embracing it. There's no problem. And then after saying what he said to stay there, then he said, Mahaprabhu again embraced Sanatana. And with that embrace, with that prema lingana, that loving embrace that Gauranga gave to Sanatana, what happened to Sanatana? All of his sores and blood and pus on his body immediately disappeared. And his entire body turned into gold. Suvarna. So this is the story. This is the last verse. Deki Haridasa Mane Haila Chamatkar Prabhure Kahena E Bangi Je Tamar. So the title of the story is A Golden Body Arising from Sores. A Golden Body Arising from Sores. When Haridas Thakura was one of the three devotees there, Sanatan, Haridas, and Lord Chaitanya, when he saw this phenomenon, this miracle right before his eyes, he was chamatkar, completely astonished. And he put his hand on his head and he looked at Lord Gauranga and he said, this is just your transcendental pastimes, Lord Gauranga. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Jai jai Sri Radhe Shah. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.